Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Curiosity. I hadn't realized how important it is for growth. Logically, it's important for learning, but I didn't connect the two. Bringing curiosity to the mundane things in my life, the things I take for granted, the things I think this is the way things are, that curiosity can really support growth. So let me give you a few personal examples. I received an email from our accountant. He needed information to file the taxes. It was a long list of requests from me. And at first glance, I didn't think it would be easy to find the answers. And just as importantly, in that first glance, I had an emotional reaction. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to deal with it. I got so uptight, I just had to go for a walk. I had to leave. Now, I know a lot of you may not get triggered by an email from an accountant, so pick something that does trigger you, an email or a call from someone or around a situation that you have a reaction to. Anyway, for me, it was this email. So I go for a walk, and I'm noticing how tight and anxious I am about this silly email. Now, ordinarily, I would have tried to make the unpleasant reaction I was having go away because I was judging it. It was stupid to have a reaction to a list of requests from an accountant. But instead, because I've been learning how to be curious and also radically honest with myself, I decided instead of judging myself or reacting, I would get curious about it and try to name what I was experiencing. A tightness in my gut. I was curious. What was that about? I was embarrassed that I couldn't easily answer his questions. Because even though many think I'm organized, I'm not. And it's not okay to be disorganized in my mind. It's one form of not having my act together. Now that awareness brought a little space around that experience I was having. And I've read that just by naming an experience, it calms the reactive part of our brain, the amygdala. That makes sense. Because when we encounter something that's unpleasant or scary, our primitive brain is so much faster than our bigger brain. It's into the fight, flight, or freeze mode before you have a thought. So the brain's not distinguishing whether it's a logical response or reaction. It just picks up that there's something that you're reacting to. But by slowing down and getting curious and naming that experience, I calmed my flight response, going for a walk, and put a little distance between me and my reaction. I know it's a silly little example, a letter from my accountant, but just that experience of naming it, noticing it, naming it, and allowing myself to have the experience versus judging it softened the hold. And I was able, pretty calmly, to go look at that list and start responding to it. Now, it was harder to bring that level of curiosity to a bigger trigger. A friend withdrew from a project that I had a lot invested in, and I was overwhelmed with feeling sad, grief, rejection. I wasn't even sure. I felt just so awful. But another part of me was curious. I've read this, when you have a big emotion, you need a little space. You can't necessarily get all analytical about it right away. So with a little bit of space, when I was able to calm down a bit, I was able to notice what was going on for me. And that helped. I could see more clearly it was my stuff, not her withdrawing, that was triggering the response. What I'm learning is it's not controlling or changing our thoughts or reaction as much as it's changing our relationship to them. And as we change the relationship to that which we previously used to judge ourselves or beat ourselves up, we begin the path of freeing ourselves. When I started this program a long time ago and called it The Best of Ourselves, my friend Beryl Singleton Bissell said this, quote, "To bring out the best in myself, I must accept the worst in myself, comfort it, put it to bed, and close the door."
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com. Thank you.